The struggle for work-life balance. In today's connected world, the line between work and personal life is almost non-existent, making it harder to escape work demands. The ideal worker often has the luxury of focusing solely on their job, but many, especially women and mothers, juggle work with significant family responsibilities. This dual burden, balancing paid work and unpaid housework, can force women to choose between career advancement and family needs. Taking a career break for family often results in lower lifetime earnings. Part-time work, which seems like a solution, can sometimes lead to increased workloads without proper guidance on managing tasks efficiently. Despite these challenges, there is a shift in corporate culture. Employers are beginning to recognize that traditional approaches to work don't fit everyone. To benefit from these changes, individuals must clearly define their needs, stay committed to their goals, and be proactive in seeking the support they need. While stepping outside one's comfort zone may feel risky, it sets a precedent for future generations of women, advocating for a more balanced and equitable work environment. Find the right work-life balance. Finding the ideal work-life balance isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. It varies based on individual needs and preferences. Some people may prefer a clear separation between work and home life, while others may blend the two, working both from the office and home. To determine what works best for you, reflect on your values and needs. The Propel model suggests that understanding your preferences is key to upcycling your job. If you want a clear separation, decide what's more important based on your current life situation, such as parenthood. If blending work and home is your style, set boundaries to prevent work from interrupting family time and vice versa. Work often encroaches on home life, increasing stress and affecting relationships. To manage this, create transition routines like exercising or talking to friends after work. Additionally, smartphones can perpetuate stress with constant notifications. Setting micro-boundaries such as separating work and personal emails or turning off notifications can help. Research shows that disabling notifications can improve focus and productivity. Ultimately, the right balance supports your personal growth through both work and non-work activities. Manage your roles. The Propel model emphasizes understanding the various roles you play in different aspects of life, such as being a boss at work, a parent at home, or the life of the party at social events. This awareness helps manage and balance these roles effectively. Psychologist Donald Super categorized roles into four areas: home, community, school, and work. Traditionally, these roles were distinct, but today, many people juggle multiple roles simultaneously, like parenting while on a Zoom call. To manage these roles, Super's life career rainbow can be useful. This diagram uses different colors to represent various roles, for example, spouse, worker, parent. Assess the number of roles you're handling, and if your rainbow feels too crowded, it may indicate you're overwhelmed. While juggling multiple roles can be challenging, it also offers benefits. For instance, success in one area can help offset stress in another. Reflect on how your roles benefit you, which ones are energy draining, and consider combining roles to reduce stress and improve balance. Make the case for flexible working hours. If you're feeling overwhelmed at home and stressed at work, it's time to explore your options using the Propel model. One option is adopting a flexible working schedule. To convince your bosses that this is good for both you and the company, you need to present strong reasons. Start by explaining that you want to perform at your best. If the current setup is making you too stressed to focus, and you're even thinking about quitting, stress how flexibility could help you do better work and save the company the trouble of finding a replacement. But what if your manager still resists despite your practical reasons? This can happen, as flexible working hours often carry a stigma. Some managers might think you're not committed or willing to work as hard. To overcome this, be patient and maintain a positive attitude. It might take more than one conversation to show that a flexible schedule is beneficial for the company. Start by asking your manager about her experience with flexibility. Has she offered it before? How did it go? Also, see if she knows of employees who successfully manage flexible schedules. They might offer advice or serve as mentors. If you succeed in getting a flexible schedule, be open about it. This can help challenge any negative perceptions and guide others in your company who might also benefit from flexibility. Enhance work-life balance through job crafting. If a flexible schedule isn't an option for you, remember that flexibility can come from more than just adjusting your hours. The fourth step in the Propel model is to explore other ways to create balance in your work. Instead of focusing on the time spent working, a more effective way to measure job success is by the output you produce. To make your job more flexible and productive, you need to organize your tasks better. One approach to achieving this is through job crafting. Job crafting involves adjusting the tasks you do, the people you work with, and even how you think about your job. According to Yale researcher Amy Vyshnevsky, small changes in how you handle your job can lead to greater satisfaction and engagement. It's not about completely overhauling your work but making small adjustments that can have a big impact. To start job crafting, list all the tasks you do at work, focusing on your specialized skills and knowledge. Identify any tasks that don't help you meet your goals and see if they can be automated, delegated, or removed. Look for tasks that could be done more efficiently. Julian Birkinshaw and Jordan Cohen, writing for the Harvard Business Review, found that eliminating low-value tasks could free up almost 20% of your day. These tasks are often unimportant to both you and your employer and can often be dropped or given to someone else. Job crafting can be useful for anyone, even those with flexible hours. Sometimes, part-time workers overextend themselves by trying to fit a full-time workload into fewer hours. Instead, focus on working smarter to improve your work-life balance. Build competency. So, you've figured out your ideal work-life balance, set your boundaries, and negotiated for flexible hours. What's next? If you're feeling unsure, you're not alone. While flexible work arrangements are becoming more common, there isn't much training on how to use these hours effectively. Understanding where to draw your boundaries is just the start. You also need to develop the skills to enforce them. This is the fifth step in the Propel model, building competency. To balance work and life well, you need a mix of knowledge, skill, behavior, and attitude, the four key qualities of competence. Just like any job, maintaining a good work-life balance requires skills like time management and the ability to seek support. Dr. Almut McDowell, an expert on this topic, says these skills are crucial for achieving balance. While developing these skills might seem challenging, remember that by improving your work-life balance, you're setting an example for others. So, what makes a good leader and how can you start acting like one? According to Professor Stuart Friedman, a balanced leadership style includes authenticity, integrity, and creativity. Andy Lake, author of Smart Flexibility, also points out that skills like team building, assertiveness, and mentoring are important for flexible work. Above all, strong communication is key. It might sound like a lot to take on, but just like parents grow into their role over time, everyone learns and improves in their job. Start with the skills you have and gradually develop the leadership qualities that will help you and those around you succeed. Leadership and positivity in the workplace. For decades, women have been driving important changes in the workplace, making it more inclusive and balanced. Despite this, women still face challenges in being seen as leaders, with some attributing their lower numbers in top positions to a supposed lack of ambition. However, women, like men, seek fulfilling and challenging careers. This brings us to the sixth and final step in the Propel model, leadership. Rising to a leadership role is not only about advancing your career but also about helping other women succeed. Leading with a positive focus can drive real change. Professor Beverly Alimo-Metcalf's research shows that while men often view leadership as a power role, women tend to lead through building relationships and empowering others. Her model, Engaging Leadership, highlights the importance of teamwork and collaboration in creating a supportive environment. An engaged leader is approachable and collaborative, acting more as a partner than a boss. To adopt this engaging leadership style, try using the Appreciative Inquiry, AI, method. AI emphasizes the power of positive stories and views organizations as dynamic systems influenced by the narratives we share. This perspective encourages growth and change. To promote an AI approach, focus on what is working well and explore ways to enhance it. For example, ask questions like, "What's a good example of boundary setting?" instead of, "Can you think of a good example of boundary setting?" The former assumes a positive answer, while the latter might lead to a negative one. Remember, small changes can lead to big impacts. Consider the kind of leader you want to be and what small steps you can take now. Focus on stories of potential and possibility, which aligns with the idea of upcycling, transforming something old into something new and valuable. Key points. 1. The line between work and personal life is blurred, making it harder to find balance. 2. Women often face the dual burden of paid work and family responsibilities, impacting career growth. 3. Defining your needs and setting boundaries are crucial to achieving a work-life balance. 4. Flexible work hours can improve performance, but convincing managers can take time. 5. Job crafting allows for small adjustments to improve work satisfaction and efficiency. 6. Building skills like time management and communication is key to maintaining balance. 7. Leading with positivity and collaboration helps create a supportive work environment for all.